This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we welcome your calls. They're very welcome at 877-317-6432. Starting next week when I get my computer refurbished, by the way, I got an unusual things that happen when you do things that take off the new world order. My computer was cyber attacked and internally disrupted so that I have to have it fully refurbished with all kinds of new chips and power hard drives and everything. It'll be back operational this weekend, so I should have that back when it's operational on Monday. And by that time, we will be doing what's called Vitiradio, which means we're going to be doing simultaneous Genesis Network GCN shows here at NutraMedical. And Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, and live stream. And we're also doing video 7 days a week because I have a major PowerPoint I'm going to go over. In fact, I'm going to deal with some of the details of that PowerPoint on audio today because we're going to be having Dr. Truot here for perhaps hour one and perhaps also hour number two. Very important information for people to understand what's going on because there's a lot of disinformation out there by people who are not qualified to really make any comments. But unfortunately, they do. Wait a second, we get a call back from Dr. Chu. Hi, Dr. Chu. Is someone trying to call you from the studio?
Yeah, something's wrong with my phone. I was going to go through. I'll try it again.
Okay, they're going to call. They're going to try to call you back. Okay. Okay. Take your bye. Yeah. Obviously, he's under attack too. So here's what we want to do. I'm going to go over some of the details of this video, which I'll probably have up by my. I'm guessing if I get my computer back Saturday, up Sunday. It's a major update to the SARS coronavirus 2020 New World Order update, and I was up last night for about 3 hours working on it, including articles, genetic research, and other information. And I'm going to go over some of the audio today, and hopefully as soon as we get Dr. Chu. But you'll hear some of the details of this in detail with pictures. I have the actual articles that we went over in the last four interviews with Dr. Francis Boyle. He got an email back this morning. He thought he didn't have anything new. Well, I do have lots of new things. For example, the latest, there's two versions of the virus. There's the S version, which is the original ontogenous version, and there's now the new L version, which has been identified in people not even in America, but over in China. The S version is the older one with the SARS capsid coronavirus glycoprotein. Has modified its genetics just slightly, a couple of amino acids, and it's much more able to attach the cells, meaning more infective, and it's also more lethal. We also know that there's a new sub-strain. We don't know what the genetics are from Iran, but the case fatality rate looks like it's even like 5 to 6 times higher than the current one. Now, the regular flu case fatality rate is 0.1%, so it affects a lot of people because it's endemic, but the case fatality is about 1.1%. Usually, if you have a pre-existing condition like COPD or you're elderly, or you've gone through chemotherapy, you're more likely to die. Now, this virus, if the medical systems are saturated and they don't have enough ventilators and so on, the case fatality is going to go from about 3.4%, according to the WHO this morning, I got the latest data, will jump up to a case fatality rate around 20.7%. And if there's a more serious strain, like this new L strain, or the one out of Iran that's emerging, the case fatality rate may be considerably higher. Now, you got to understand, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, the flu of 1918, the lethality was about 2.5%. It killed over 100 billion people worldwide over 2 years. My grandmother lost a brother and sister 102 years ago. Okay, my grandmother. So you have to understand that people that survived it, that had serious disease, they got permanent neurological lung and heart damage that caused complications decades later, and they had died of those complications. So it's not a minor thing. And also, you have to understand the globalists have been collaborating on this. I have all of the evidence, not just some, that the Fauci was working with the NIH, funded this guy down in, and I even have pictures of the character on my PowerPoint, you'll see, of this guy at the University of Northern Carolina, BSL-3 lab that's been playing around with this. They pulled the funding temporarily and they gave it back again to this character who's working with the communist Chinese. And we have the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the FDA, all these agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, were all in bed with Big Pharma and Big Vaccina making weapons of mass destruction and death, and they didn't have to steal it, the Chinese. We collaborate with them. We even help them with the animal version of the virus, which is from a lab in Australia that had HIV genes inserted in it, with our gain-of-function super weaponized strain that's the most infective virus in human history. Now, a lot of people will say, well, no, the flu does this and that, and it's like SARS. No, it's not. This is genetically distinct from SARS and MERS. And by the way, they had higher case fatality rates, right? For example, the MERS had a 50% case, 40% case fatality, and the SARS about 30%. But guess what? They weren't very infective. Hard as hell to get it. And also, if you got sick real quick, and then you died. So you couldn't spread it. This virus, you can get it and carry it for 3 or 4 weeks. You can actually be carrying it for months and a half after you're finished. And the newer strains now are more lethal, but the main thing is infectivity. It's freaking crazy. You can have somebody flush a toilet that's 10 floors away in Hong Kong, they prove this, and the toilet will vaporize a couple of nanoparticles will float in the air and infect someone. So this can go hundreds of yards, okay? So public gatherings now, if you have a communist regime in China, they may have slowed it down a bit. They dropped the what's called the R-naught score from 6.7 to 3.5. This has not stopped it. And we now know that this new super strain, what's called the S-strain, which is a new super strain that's much more lethal, much more infective, with a new capsid protein, is running wild, and this is causing the more lethal cases and spreading, and it's going to reemerge. We're going to have increasing waves of new genetically modified virus, like the one in Iran that emerged from Kunming. By the way, Kunming is one of the most radioactive cities on Earth, so it's not surprising. The virus mutates, plus people's practices licking the gate of one of their Islamic saints that died up there. It was a pretty stupid thing. You don't lick a gate. But I've even seen the picture of somebody doing it. I couldn't believe it. So we have Dr. Truad here, and we have solutions. We have, and in my PowerPoint, I'm going to go over it through in the next 2 hours, and then on hour three, we're going to be bringing on a part of the Mark Gaffney talking about some what's going to happen to our planet. And this is very important people understand what's going on here, because God is interviewing, but he intervenes primarily through his witnesses and people. He can wave his pinky, and this will be over. But he wants his people to repent. We don't have a repentant culture. It doesn't matter what public religion you are. We can just label them all. They're doing both good and evil, which is not necessarily what God wants. He wants you to do only his will, which is the definition of good. And because of that, when I listen to public health, like I was watching the big meeting in Ascent today on television live, these people are delusional. They're going to pour billions of dollars into something that's not going to stop this. But again, remember, the deep state wants this because they want to. Doesn't matter whether it kills 1% or 20%. They want to have us shoved into the matrix and tracked with a tracker chip called the Mark of the Beast that the Bible talks about. This is coming, people. It's not decades away. It's not a future plague. It's this one. This bugger here is the one that they're going to use to try to bring us into the Mark of the Beast. Okay? The financial system's $188 trillion, ready to pop. They got everything preset to have the matrix set up to measurably track to get the national ID for the world October 1st. That's only how many months away, Dr. True, is October 1st? Not many. I think about 7 months now. We're really close to the matrix. Now, the thing that's going to stop it, we're going to talk about in hour three with Mark Gaffney, because we've got lots of new information. But Dr. True, your machine, the Magi, not only stops the ELF pollution, but it also helps to block the viral capsids from attaching to your body proteins. Tell us about it.
Well, again, there's for everything that the evil one has as an agenda.
Right.
It's already foreseen. I put my faith not in the fear that they want to produce, but I put my faith in the master of all, and his power. Dr. Bill is more powerful than anything they can plan against, and that's just a fact. So what?
Let me insert just this interesting fact. Think of you and me as two guys running a truck, and we have what's called we make manna sandwiches. Okay, and the manna sandwiches like manna that God gave the ancient Israelis so they wouldn't starve in the desert. And these manna sandwiches, if you eat them, you have faith. Jesus said, "When I return, will there be faith on the earth?" You get it by eating manna sandwiches. Read your Bible and praying. And getting word from the witnesses that God sent to you at the time of the end. And guess who that is? Dr. Trua, Dr. Bill Deagle, Jonathan Gray, other witnesses are telling people what God is saying, how to prepare for the time of the end. Now, when people repent, they accept that word of wisdom, and they maybe get a Magi, they get a first-line defense kit, They get out of big cities. They start to do things to prep up because they need to realize that right now panic buying is happening in, say, northern Italy. It's happening in Iran. It's happening in China. People need to realize this tsunami is coming. When I hear people like Trump trying to dismiss it, or other broadcasters trying to dismiss it as, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It doesn't matter how bad it is. They want it to be bad so they can force us into the matrix. And even if it's not this plague, it'll be the one 2 years from now. They have an agenda, don't they?
Well, my message is not that it's not going to be that bad. My message is that it, just don't panic. Don't have fear.
Oh, no, I don't want people to panic. If they take your Magi, my nutraceuticals, and we have everything right up to hazmat suits, you don't have anything to worry about because God's already said, you know, I've sent my witness, Dr. Truett, Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Francis Boyle. I sent these witnesses before you to give you a way to avoid this. You know, just like when he slayed the Egyptian army, when the Israelis are trying to cross that little bridge or land across from the Sinai Peninsula over into Saudi Arabia, and he saved them. He just sent a wall of ice there, so they walked across the little land bridge. And when the chariots started to come after them to kill them, 20,000 chariots, guess what? God said, no, no more land bridge for you people. No more wall of ice. I'm going to drown all you Egyptians. And see, God's going to take care of this, but he wants us to listen to those that have the word of I call the manna truck guys. We have the answers. When sequencing my whole video, which has real hard science, the genetic sequences, everything, all the papers, they need to understand this. Our government has been totally collaborative to create this New World Order super weapon. And we have the solutions, don't we?
I think
God's
so.
Given them to us. You just have to listen. People say, oh, you mean I can just take the first line candy and a Magi and I'm going to be good? Yeah. Just we even have hazmat suits. We have eye visors. We've got everything. You do not need to fear. You need to take action, though. You need to take action now and start prepping up and getting, you know, ready for what's coming, because believe me, it's at the door. Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. So, Dr. True, let's get into the Magi. Now, the Magi device is a neat little device, and we have other ones that we can actually measure specific markers. In fact, Dr. Royal is on regularly every week. And by the way, I mentioned I offered you that you can actually do shows over my radio.co network. I'm going to be my tech guy to contact you. I don't charge anything. You have, in fact, you can insert your own commercials on your show. We have some of ours, but that's it. And you can broadcast those on my radio.co network, and I pay for everything. Radio.co, podcast, and all the tech support. But here's the issue. When I talked to Dr. Dan Royal, he did research from machines he got from you, the QRS bat from Dr. Fisher, and the photon sound beam, the violet ray machine that your body in the military rebuilt that creates ozone in people. And he showed the cancer markers at the cancer labs in Boston, at the AMAS cancer labs, the Nagalase test. They go away. In other words, your cancer markers disappear when you use simply the pulse magnetic field therapy. Now, this little magic, I believe, and I think you're correct on this, is in some ways even more powerful and simpler. You just wear the dang thing on your sacrum for so many minutes a day, say half an hour a day, and you have it turned off and just wear it afterwards. And it not only blocks electromagnetic pollution, but it blocks the ability of the SARS coronavirus capsid to actually attach to your ACE receptor of your cells so they can infect you. Plus, you want to take your supplements. You don't want to just do EMF treatment alone. You want to be on the first-line defense kit. So I honestly think God's given these technologies to it in a very timely fashion, and the people who listen are going to be bulletproof from this virus or its future downstream new genetic emerging strain, say a year or two or 5 years from now. Because this isn't going to go away. It's going to keep reemerging as new substrains. That's just the nature of the beast because it's an RNA virus. So tell us about how you built this little machine and why it's so cool. And then the new one now is a mini Magi, which is really a quite amazing device, isn't it?
Well, it just puts out a specific radio wave frequency that, of course, everything in the body is electromagnetic, whether it's, you know, the very thoughts you think or the electromagnetic pulse to cause you to go pick up a pencil or a cup of coffee. It's electromagnetic in nature. That's undeniable and proven. Anybody that's half a brain knows that's fact. The technology is such that through magnetic resonating imaging, a version of MRI, they can actually a remote view what a person is actually thinking. And they see it on a real-time computer screen, and then they can actually reverse that process and put thoughts into an individual's mind and even cause them to do action. That's very real. That's very
right.
Technology. So we know that the magnetics work. Now, what is a virus? Again, it's whether it's a chimera manufactured, whatever, it's designed specifically to do one thing inside of a body. That's what it happens. And it's all electromagnetic in scope to do that. All right, the chicken pox is a virus, right? The herpes simplex is a virus. Your cold sores, those are viruses. What we found, and this, we weren't looking for this, actually. This is reports from individuals who thought this was really amazing that are predisposed to cold sores, herpes simplex, other things. One fellow had a, he's a practitioner, was doing some work on his chiropractic table with a fellow who just had an outbreak of shingles, and the pain, the muscle pain and the nerve pain was so intense, he put the Magi on him, and the pain was much better. I let him take it home on a rental basis, came back the next day, and the shingles outbreak was much, much, much better. And it's reported that it's almost any of the sores and the rash, it's all disappeared. Now, and ditto with the herpes simplex. Now, if that's doing that with those viruses, I got to be honest, I don't know what it's going to do to the corona, but viruses are viruses, and if they this frequency can cause them to basically exit the cell and the tissue, well, I think it can be very effective. We don't know. We don't have a chance to test. We have no proximity to people that have, you know.
Well, actually, there's a way of testing it using my bioresonance technology, Biophilia 2 and Hunter. And then, of course, we have the new faster PCR test. The guy from Dr. Drosten in Berlin, I got his actual video up yesterday, told him to watch it, that he's developed a test he can tell you within an hour or two, rather than a day, 2 days. The tests we have here are defective. And so I think in a quantum test, and I believe the quantum test will go negative, because when the SARS virus capsid protein is no longer able to attach to your body, and then your PCR goes negative because it can't replicate, and you're clinically free, You don't need to be isolated, but you should go from positive test to isolation, and after several days of repeated testing, it's negative, then you can go to quarantine and then you're out. Doesn't mean you don't set a day limit on it. See, the way we approach it is completely wrongheaded, isn't it? But I believe that in this machine, by the way, your little machine, your Magi, you can plug it in and have that resonant effect in your whole home. So it's not just something you wear. If you have it plugged in and turned on, it'll actually create a resonant field to block the electromagnetic pollution as well as viral attachment to body proteins too, right? Because people don't realize a lot of viruses cause many illnesses and other pathogens. For example, we know that the Epstein-Barr virus is found in virtually every cancer. So if you look for a thing called Epstein-Barr virus antigen, which is a special cancer test I do when I do a consult, if the antigen is present, they may or may not, if they don't have cancer now, they're on their way to developing a cancer. Because when the antigen is present, it means you got the virus is now activated in a deep body compartment and causing genetic changes. Interesting, eh?
Well, we also had a lady come in two weeks ago now who was diagnosed with Morgellons. And she had these terrible open wound and terrible sores. And she came in. I told her about the Magi and the magnetics.
Right.
Her response has been phenomenal with Morgellons.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed with it. I keep it turned on. I have one mini Magi at my computer desk, and I have one in my bedroom. And I can tell I picked up a bad virus over Christmas when I turn these dang things on. I don't even have to wear them all the time. My virus and my tinnitus and everything is pretty well, like 98% gone now. And I take all the right supplements, too. You know, I'm not just taking the Magi. I have my first line defense plasma iodine processed 100 years ago by Edgar Cayce. I have my NutriSilver I've designed, which is your silver plus the liposomes. I have the Allicin Men from Germany. I have NutriDefense. The strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses and all bacterial cell wall. I have immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y. I have cell defense, 800% more absorbed maniac curcumin to stop the cytokine storm. And the only neutral vitamin C in the world, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate. And we're bringing it in from India. I started negotiating last year. A special form of curcumin that's about 40 to 50% times more absorbed than any other curcumin in the world. And you mix it and it's not even got a bad flavor. And you can go poof, and you drink. In fact, it's so fine you can't put it in a capsule. And the people need to understand when you combine these things, and you've got things like an NIOSH mask, an eye visor. We even have hazmat suits below 5'8 and above 5'8. And I'm designing what's called, life isolation trailers that we can get built. They're going to be made with Kevlar. And life isolation tents, you can actually have grandma in her own bedroom, and she can have a porta potty. And she can stay at home, be in total isolation without contaminating the rest of the house or the air or water. People need to realize we need to be creative here, but we want God inspires us to what to do to solve this. And it's not just this pandemic with international trade and travel and with the development of bioweapons, but just even spontaneous organisms. International travel is going to take an organism that can emerge, say, in Africa, and all of a sudden, boom, it's everywhere in the world. So even if it's not a bioweapon created by a lab, it can just emerge and show up. And we need to be ready for that because now the population is getting big enough and we travel enough and there's international trade. There's a danger there. Even if nobody built a bioweapon, they can just emerge, can't they?
Yeah. And so I'm just like referring back to what happened with her with the Morgellons. You know, that's a nanobot technology. She's actually had some of her samples sent in, and you can actually, under microscope, actually see the darn serial numbers on the darn things.
You know, a lot of people over there, they get, there's a couple of other infections that look like it. I'll tell you what, the most common was a thing called agrobacteria. Have you ever heard of that? Now, most fungi have both a budding and branching form. It turns out that agrobacterium are, you can't destroy little buggers unless you get around 2,000 degree temperature. And we assume that organisms don't have intelligence. And people understand organisms don't speak our language, whether they're birds or bugs or bacteria or whatever, even prions. But they have some native, we call, if you want to call it artificial, you know, embedded intelligence in them, you know, almost like a swarm of bees or ant, you know, army ants. And we have to understand that the organisms are intelligent, even like when we poison the agrobacteria in our soil, they can infect us and cause weird infections. So for example, if you start trying to clear the dark mold in your house with Stachybotrys tetraro, it goes nuts and generates aflatoxins and can cause cancer. So as you try to kill it, it tries to kill you. You're generating aflatoxins. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, well, But it is.
Yeah, and it's an intelligent organism. It's like, try to kill me, I'll kill you now. Have a nice day. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871. This device you have, the Mangi, you discovered that it's like the Sabbath rest in the cells is the minerals. And to give a little analogy, God spoke, he talks about the Yah, or the voice. And the way he spoke, is he spoke literally the hologram of us into existence simultaneously. So we're not created like, we're like a Swiss watch where he assembled all the parts simultaneously, not just like one at a time and evolved us. That's why I refer to it as evil-you, Sean. But what God does, and when you look at the minerals in our body, it's almost like the Sabbath in our body. The minerals determine how long you live. For example, if you look at the 18 longest lived populations on Earth, They have indium, which is the transuranic mineral from the glacial milk and glaciers and granite, you know, mountains like the Himalayas or the Caucasus Mountains. And 17 of the longest lived population have indium. So we have the indiumese, which we replace it with indium-E, which is an amazing. It's your indium plus your liposomes combined to make it more absorbable to transport minerals in. But now in the Magi, what you're doing, the 432 frequency is like the basis, like the middle C of the mineral residence to make the minerals go into your cell. So when little telomeres talking to your ion channels in your cell and your nucleoplasm, the holes of your DNA, your eukaryotic mommy and daddy DNA, it actually is a base. It's like the middle C of all the minerals that turn on your genes to make messenger RNA and to make proteins and enzymes. An enzyme is just a protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral to make or break bonds. 32,500 alleles that make the building blocks of us, right? We have like 3.5 or 4 billion base pairs compared to, say, the SARS coronavirus has like 3,200 base pairs. So what we should understand is that we're, in a sense, we're a song that God spoke. Pretty cool, hey? And the resonance that actually talks to ourselves is this 432 frequency. That's the base frequency of the Magi, with the, you know, Fibonacci frequency magnets on the pad, the big pad, the Magi, or the mini pad, to induce in the sacrum, the sacred bone, which is sacred, as you've said before, so that it induces the body to not only turn on your genes, but also to protect the body from abnormal viral invasion of cells and abnormal genetic activation. It puts the Sabbath, in a sense, back into the body. So your Magi machine is almost like a Sabbath machine. It's putting the Sabbath rest back into your tissues to make you healthy. Does that make sense?
Well, I think so. I was going to say with that Morgellons victim, whenever she would put the Magi on for 30 minutes, she would put bandages over her weeping sores or open sores.
Right.
She would weep, and it would be a lot of very strange-looking discharge. When the Magi was turned off, and it would still discharge for 5 to 10 minutes after that, but it would not discharge anywhere near as much when the Magi was turned off.
Right.
So there's definitely something with the frequency driving these out of her wounds, out of the body, and she felt it. She actually felt them moving out. She says, this is amazing. It's just like the skin's crawling and creeping when that's going out, but it's...
Well, they're an intelligent organism. For example, people need to realize that nanotech organisms are not impossible to build. They have AI. And, you know, so besides that, though, when I tell people, if you combine I call signal plus substance, you got the Magi, you got my first line kit, which has antivirals, antiviral capsids, anti-cytokine storm, which is both free radicals, and we have also additional things you can take. For example, as I go through my little PowerPoint here, which I'll do a little later on here, and I'll touch on some of the other things that you can take in on top of the basic nutraceuticals, which are, you know, the Nutriodine, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, NutriDefense, Cell Defense Plus, and Cell Defense Plus, Kirkland Gold Powder, and the Power C Plus. Is you can take some additional things. I'm just going through a couple of those now and show how they interact positively with the Magi. For example, we have the eye visors. You want to make sure we have the NIOSH mask. We have hazmat suits below 5'8 and above 5'8. We've got vitamin D, by the way. Vitamin D works with your minerals. People don't know without vitamin D, your immune system can't work, can't stop viruses. So we have both micelle D3 and we have myco D2, which is mushroom-based. It has ergothionine, the first receptor activated by your stem cells. And by the way, I have the Red Deer Velvet DR, the only product in the world patented that actually stops aging. I have the patents on a U.S. patent last July. For mitochondrial support, you remember when you die from a major illness, whether it's heart failure or dementia, it's basically failure of mitochondria. So what the Magi does is I believe this is a mitochondrial resurrection. Now, there's several things that will raise your mitochondria. Pulse magnetic field, Magi is one of the best devices. Infrared sauna. And a machine called the CVAC, which is a chamber that actually raises and lowers your partial pressures outside. So it's like going in a chamber, and then for so many seconds, you're like in the Himalayan mountains, and then seconds later, you're at sea level. And these stimulate your mitochondria. We also have supplements like my ATP stimulant, which is called Sports Energy Light, and my NADH supplement called NADH, We have got mitochondrial catalysts, anti-age, Max, and green tea supreme. And we have nanokinase that has a thing called paraquinoline in it, the miniature mitochondria. So you have to understand, if you're going to die of the flu or any bug, like heart failure, heart attack, stroke, dementia, it's basically death of mitochondria. And that's why the Magi is going to help with any of those conditions, because it's trying to resurrect your mitochondria. I believe one of the primary things that this does is actually keep your mitochondria healthy and keep replacing them. And I'm certain down the road we're going to be able to do some studies to our First Nations board to prove that, that in fact it's resurrecting your mitochondria and your cellular energetics. Because I'm sure when you go on this device, and I've had it, your cellular energetics is dramatically better within minutes, isn't it?
It is, and then I got to tell you also, right around the first of the year, before this coronavirus even started to rear its head, I had an interesting phone call from a friend I have in the Hopi Nation. He's a Hopi Indian, very humble, but he's definitely a prophet because he sees a lot of visions of things that I mean. It's amazing what he's said that comes around. He calls me out of the blue. I hadn't talked to him for 7, maybe 8 years.
When did he call you?
Right about the first of the year, right around January 1st, right after the holidays.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, his name is Julian. Julian calls me and said, "Hey, Dr. Odd, how it's been a long time." I said, "What's going on?" Julian says, "Well, I have this recurring vision I keep seeing." He says, "I've seen millions of my people die." I said, "Now, Hopis trace their DNA back to the upper, you know, the Chinese are very similar, okay?" And I said, "Well, what are you seeing?" He says, "I'm seeing all these people dying, and you have an answer to save my people." That's what,
right.
That's Yahweh. He calls him Masao. What Masao showed me, does that make sense? I said, "Well, what are you working on?" I told him about the Magi, and he says, he just kind of giggled and said, "That's neat. Okay, I just want to let you know, come down and see me." But he wasn't referring to his Hopi tribe people. He was referring to his genetic structured, I think the Chinese, because when the coronavirus started to, the news started to come out, I thought, could this be what he was seeing? Well, I don't
know. Yeah, see, people don't realize there's a portion of all of us that exists in the conscious level, which is where our soul is. There's also a seed atom of eternality in all of us. In other words, where God is, there's no past or future, there's just eternity. And people don't realize eternity doesn't have a past or future. It's just now. Everything is now. Now forever. Which is kind of cool, isn't it? And so when people are intuitive, it means that they have astral eyes and ears to see and hear into the realm beyond time and space. And all of us, doesn't matter what religion, we all have that potential. And some of them are opened up if they have a near-death experience or nearly die. Like, I've been resurrected multiple times, so my astral eyes and ears are always opened. I don't have to take ayahuasca or magic mushrooms or any drug or whatever to open them up. And so I don't just see as a scientific level, which I'm a scientist, but also as an intuitive, I can see and perceive things. And you're right, there's a lot of us like that. And there's more and more people in every group on Earth, including people that are shamans and Christians and whatever, all intuitively knowing something big is about to happen, right?
Well, he certainly nailed it. It does well before anything like this started to make
right.
news.
That's really kind of neat. Now, if you can give me a show, and I'll tell you why. The reason I tell people is that most of the public religions on Earth are going to be swept away by the higher revelations of what we are, what we were before we came to Earth, and what our destiny is. And people know, and we have that. We did that discussion earlier last week with Ken Klein, and I'm going to send him his show. But he'll be back on the program. I consider him a Jewish prophet. He's in the 70s. 49er, and his family survived the Holocaust. He's an amazing guy. There, we'll be back in just a moment.
Thanks.
Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly And Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. The first hour of the NutraMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical.com. Stay well with NutraMedical every day. Some factoids on this. Now, I want people to understand, basically, here's what should happen in our society. Number one, we should have a holographic quantum scanning of everybody in society. It can be done remotely or done right person to person. Even mobile use, you can hold an electrode, put the headphones on, and determine if someone's got the virus. If that test is positive, they need Dr. Drosnin's a rapid PCR test, which can tell you 1 or 2 hours. So you should be watching a little quarantine, placed in a mobile van. If the PCR is positive, they need to go to a quarantine trailer. Don't go to a main hospital or unit and spread the damn virus or think because you're asymptomatic, you're okay. Then you stay in quarantine, not for a number of days, but until all three tests. Clinical exams are negative and history. PCR is negative, and your quantum scan is negative, so you don't have enough virus that even the PCR would show up, okay? You need to take antiviral therapy, which is our nutraceuticals, including in these little trailers, you need to have on yourself, and in the trailer you need to have a Magi, right? And we have other technologies like the Sonic Life that can deliver the frequencies or the Pearl M Plus. I like the Magi because it's so portable. You can literally put this darn thing on your butt and just wear it, and it's going to block wherever you are the virus attaching to your body, right? Next thing we need is we need to have what's called hazmat. I call them life-solation trailers. I want life-solation tents. You can blow up like Kevlar tent in your bedroom for your grandma who picked up positive. She's now sick. And the way you monitor people is you monitor what's called the FiO2 oximetry. So you know the oxygen coming in, so you put a little mask on them with a BiPAP, which means when you breathe out, there's no resistance. When you breathe in, like somebody's got obstructive apnea, and you put a little mask on them, right? And what it does is keep your airway open and it keeps them oxygen. You can put a 90% oxygen so you know what the FiO2 is going in. And if their oximetry is stable and they're saying their 90s are fine, if it starts all of a sudden dropping, the hazmat team needs to get out there, grab that person and get them to a hospital, put them in the intubation because they're going to heart failure. Now, cardiorespiratory failure is mitochondrial failure. And I believe the Magi will stop that along with my nutraceuticals, which I just mentioned a few of them here. And if you stop that, basically they're going to do you stable, and after so many days, the virus is going to, you're going to build up not only your antibodies to tag it like a little green laser, you're going to eliminate the virus in your body, and you will not then, once the virus is eliminated, be able to infect someone else, because up to 5-6 weeks after you're recovered, you're just walking around the community and think you're fine, you can be infecting other people. That's how simple this is to solve this problem. So we want quantum, we want mobile units, I call it the pandemic hazmat units that have my biophilia 2 and mobile PCR testing, like the Dr. Drosnin kit. We want them to have these mobile trailers that can be hauled out to someone's yard or a parking lot like by Walmart or hospital. And then we want to have people telemedicine be connected so that they can actually be connected. We want the natural antivirals. Everybody should have, every person to get this positive,
She had a little match I slapped on her butt. And since they do that, the virus cannot attach the capsid, you know, the spike glycoprotein can't attach to their body because if you can't attach, you can't replicate. It's that simple. It's almost like the little ends of it, the frequency, and we have also other technologies that actually do an exact frequency, but the measure will do the same thing, is if you use a Sonic Life or the Pearl M Plus, you're generating a frequency that generates giant waves so that capsid protein can't attach your cell to the ACE receptor. Once you do that and you take the right nutraceuticals, the virus, if it's in your cells already, it can't replicate and spread to other cells because it has to replicate one cell and then burst a whole bunch of viral particles out to infect the next cell. And then you simply track people. You can have AI tracking. You can have a GPS coordinate of where they are and where their trailer is. You can monitor their FiO2 and oxygen levels. If they start to crash, you grab them and put them into a hospital and intubate them. And you use things like our, you know, even in China, they brought 50 tons of vitamin C. I've known for 4 or 5 decades that vitamin C, ascorbic acid, can stop things. But our oral power C will do the same thing at much safer levels and much higher dosages without side effects, along with our Cell Defense Plus and our new Cell Defense Cuckoo Gold powder. So the combination is already the solution. We need to have... We don't have big clunky trailers. You can have hazmat trailers like a tent with the aircraft aluminum that can be, say, 30 foot long with 2 bedrooms in it, a little kitchen, and a place where people can have cybernetically connect and watch movies or play video games. Well, they're totally safe.
I got to tell you though, I'm healthy. I'm still a healthy skeptic on all this, Dr. Bill, for a couple reasons. Let me just tell you why.
Well, 90 days of skepticism will either be confirmed or denied. Just like I said to Josh Bernstein yesterday.
What I'm wanting to get out here is this. And here in Utah, he's made the news 3 or 4 times. He's one of the people that was quarantined off of that Princess cruise line. His wife was having symptoms, and she's still in Japan. She hasn't been allowed to leave Japan. But he's been 3+ weeks without even a slight symptom. Yet he says, I don't get this. I don't see why it's been 3 going on 4.
But see, you've got the exact point that I'm trying to make. This is not like a normal bug. You can have, the average kid doesn't get sick at all. Not at all. They're running around playing, going to swings, going to school, playing marbles, whatever. And 79% of adults are going to get mild to moderate disease. But 20.7% are going to get sick as hell and need hospital care. Oxygen, ventilation. And that's the point. You're exactly correct. The problem is he's not a sick man. He's a source man. In other words, if he goes out in the community, someone that gets exposed to him out in a grocery store or a public washroom. Go ahead.
He declares that he hasn't seen any testing. There was just a declaration that it's what it is. He says, I want to know, I'm asking, and I had a conversation with Utah State's
Yeah, that's a big problem. You're right. I mean, that's an extremely important point because I watched the idiots on the Senate committee hearing. You're exactly correct. There should be daily testing, quantum testing, and PCR.
But the point is, it goes back to that bird flu hoax that we exposed and that. There were people being declared they had bird flu, and they were never tested. They had no blood work. They had nothing.
Yeah, I know. You got to remember the agenda. If you actually were rigorous on this, you do quantum testing and then PCR and clinical examination. And to be honest with you, even just a nasal swab or deep throat isn't ideal. It's ideally bronchial washings if you're being a pulmonologist.
Right.
So there were
people coughing. It could have been allergies or whatever. There were people coughing. Suddenly they were quarantined. Suddenly they made a media event. And he's saying, I'm not sick. And my wife, I can't communicate with her. How do I know if she's okay?
Well, they had some kind of PCR test. Although we know the ones from the CDC were defective, false negatives and false positives. There were people released from that Diamond Princess that were supposedly PCR negative. Then days later, they got sick, and some of them got real sick, and they actually went back and tested them, and they got positive. So you're absolutely correct. But the problem is we need more sensitive testing with the better PCR kits like Dr. Drosten's clinic in Berlin, which works in an hour or two rather than 2 days. And we need a quantum testing because The problem is it's that the vast majority, say roughly 80% of people, are going to just spread it like crazy, whether it's the S or the L strain. Now, that's the problem.
But I'm hearing exactly the same thing during the bird flu hype and the hoax that went on.
Right. The only problem with this one is it's more spreadable than bird flu. See, bird flu and MERS and SARS had a very high case fatality rate. If you actually got a real infection, you had 40% dying of MERS, which is Middle Eastern flu, and the SARS, if you got it, which is not easy to get, you got a 30% case fatality rate. This one has maybe 3.4%, but it's the most, we call, infective airborne pathogen in human history. So, in other words, it's in the sweet spot. It doesn't have to kill 5 or 10 or 20%. It can kill maybe 2 or 3%, but it infects virtually everybody, and it can mutate. So if you make a vaccine, we don't know if the vaccine versus version A will work against version B, C, and D. So what my point is, your guy is complaining because he's not sick. Of course, we're not keeping him in hospital because he's sick. We're keeping him in hospital because he's infective. And
well,
they don't,
so
shouldn't...
Or so he says they've been told, but he's...
Yeah, but they're sloppy, you're right. These idiots are not even testing him properly. If he's in there, they should be doing PCR testing with a good kit every day. And our government blocked those kits coming in from Dr. Drosten in Berlin. Do you know that? And he's the most brilliant guy. I saw his videos on it. His kit will work in 2 hours, and it's the most accurate. He shipped them all over the world, 250,000 kits already just last week from Berlin. But you know what? The idiots running our government aren't. And whatever kits they have, we already know they're defective. They went to 50 states and other countries. And they're not, that they give false negatives and false positives. And they're right, they don't even test everybody. So what's going on is a circus, isn't it?
So everybody's running to a local Costco and big boxes, and they're buying up all the toilet paper and all the water supplies.
Right.
This is our local newspapers. People, what are you doing? It's because they're just knee-jerk pack and panicking. And it's just, I mean, there's...
Well, I agree with you. They're seeing panic. Just buying toilet paper is not going to fix this problem. That's silly.
It
is ridiculous. But you see, the thing is, they want the people to be panicky. I don't want people to panic. I want the people to go step by step, logical. Get some canned goods, get some food, go to our legacy food storage link at nutrimedical.com. And if you're in a big city, get out. You should have got out several years ago. Number two, you should not be downwind of a nuclear reactor. If the power goes out for any reason, you don't want the reactor to go hot and then have to spew off radiation. You don't want to be within 25 miles on the west coast of a fault zone and 125 miles on the east coast. These are simple rules. And if you haven't done that already, do it. Then simply prep up. Have at least 2 months of food rest, canned goods, dry goods, whatever, and legacy food, and have personal protection, whether it's a gun or a little pepper spray ball gun that can make somebody blind and get some zip ties to zip them. If you don't want to kill them, hit them and make them go blind and zip tie them up so they can't hurt you. It's that simple.
My point is we're relying on these so-called experts to tell us.
They're not. They're not experts. Not only that, they're actually scaring people to do inappropriate things like buying toilet paper. They're not buying Magi machines or first line kit. They're not getting out of the big cities for martial law that's coming. And you got to understand, they've already been doing drills last fall. My contact inside the intel agency said they used to do 10 to 20% drills. Now it's 90% drills as of last September. They've been getting ready for this long before the SARS coronavirus got released from Wuhan.
That's the cover story. I really do. I think it's the way that we have to fear the vaccine much more than this.
Oh, absolutely. The vaccine is probably to sterilize us. And by the way, 5G, which, by the way, the Magi blocks. Because 5G blocks oxygen in your airways with 60 gigahertz. It blocks oxygen actually activating your airways. Pretty amazing, hey? And the Magi stuff reverses that.
Have a good one. We'll talk later.
Thanks a lot. You did an awesome job, as always. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide.
So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.